An attractive 30-something couple fool about in their bedroom, ending up on the bed making love. Sleep with me.
I wouldn't want you to think our evenings always went like this.
Taxi's here.
Are we coming?
On the phone in the taxi.
Catherine, it's Lelia. We're on our way. I'm really sorry we're late. Something came up just as we were going out. Stop it.
Normally, she can't bear being late for anything.
Stop it.
Hey, my favourite people.
What sort of time do you call this? Right, let's have a look at you. Yes. Yeah, I sound like I know what made them late.
Oh, oh. God! You boys, can't you keep anything private?
Okay. Everybody, this is Richard and Lelia. Who don't you know? I don't think you've met Sarah and Maggie before, or Eddie. Sash, you know. Ren, of course, and this is Sylvie. And they want to apologise for being so terribly late, but they did have some very urgent sex that they had to attend to.
Round the dinner table.
I mean, when I was 21, I said to myself, if I haven't published my first novel by the time I'm 30, then I should pack it in. I'm still stuck on chapter 6.
Still time. Oh my God, there's still time. Our generation just matured later. 40 is the new 30. Anyway, who wants to read the thoughts of an adolescent? How do you know, anyway?
You know that, same as you, 35.
Oh, the perfect age, just the time to start.
What, writing or living?
Both. Anything, everything, seize the moment. Look, you already have the perfect relationship. There, that's your subject. Happiness.
Richard and Lelia share a sweet smile.
I was barely aware of her that first night.
Short-haired Sylvie stands up.
She was just a blur. A slick of grey. Nothing. Beware of mice.
In a nice cafe.
Can I have some of your mango?
No. No, if you wanted some, you should have got some of your own.
I want yours.
Come on, then.
Oh, now.
He nods happily, then scans around, frowning.
You know, I feel as if there's someone watching me. Is there?
No? Would you like that, Toby?
No. No.
I'm going to the loo.
Okay.
Lelia nips off, leaving Richard alone. Sylvie appears as if from nowhere.
Hello.
He looks around.
Hello.
It's Sylvie. We met last night.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes, of course. I'm sorry. I was so wrecked last night.
Well, I just thought I would say hello.
So, do you live around here, or...?
No, I just like to come here sometimes.
Oh, right. Okay.
He smiles and looks away. The elfin-looking Sylvie looks a bit awkward.
So, look,
I have to go now. I have this book to finish reading by tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
It was good to meet you.
She smiles enigmatically, then turns and walks across the cafe, sitting down at a table by herself. Richard is at home, typing intensely at his computer.
More cold and grey.
He gets an email and clicks on it. He reads it.
I was frightened, all passion spent until I was a hollow girl of glass. I wore my calico chemise, my veins pulsing blue and secret beneath. My petticoats were porous as canvas. Blood would seep into them unless I was very precise. Lelia! Come have a look at this.
She comes over and puts her hands on his shoulders. She reads the email.
Weird. Who sent it?
No idea.
Delete it. Forget it.
Lelia wanders off. Richard glances sideways, then writes a reply. Who are you? Message sent. In his office.
Thanks, Michael. Book pages. Adara. Yeah? No, yeah, I can do that.
There's this woman, and it's doing my head in.
What are you talking about? What woman?
I'm trying to tell you. Having this thing with this woman.
Are you shagging someone else?
No, not shagging, not quite. Not yet.
Bloody hell, mate. Does Catherine know?
She doesn't bloody know. Mad?
I always thought you two were fine.
We are fine, I'm just greedy. Look, I know the rule is that you're meant to shag everything that moves until you're 30 and then settle down with one of them and never look at another woman for the rest of your life, but that is absurd, isn't it? That's ridiculous. It's also bloody impossible. You can never get it all from just one person, can you?
I don't know. I rather hoped you could.
Did you? And you still believe in Father Christmas?
They're in a posh restaurant by the Gherkin in London.
Seriously, though, what am I going to do? It's driving me crazy.
Seems like you've already made up your mind.
No. No, I'll screw up my marriage.
Well, you've got to break it off.
I can't.
Mac, break it off or I'll tell Catherine.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't bet on that if I were you. I'm very fond of Catherine.
I know. I still can't.
Richard and Lelia are at an art gallery.
Bugger me. Look at all the red dots. Our Wren's a runaway success.
See you later.
With Magdara or Mac chatting to a woman nearby and Lelia mingling, Sylvie approaches Richard.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Sylvie.
Oh, sorry, I would have got it.
Do you come to a lot of these things?
No, not really. We're just here because of Wren, really. So, what do you do? Do you have a job?
I'm finishing a PhD.
Oh.
And trying to write. I like your writing in the paper.
Oh, that's just journalism.
But good. You see things clearly. You tell the truth. I'd love to do what you do. I should go.
Take my card and give me a call sometime. You know, I don't know, you could come into the office. We could have a coffee. Maybe you could take some books away.
Really?
Yes, of course, really.
Thank you.
In Richard and Lelia's bedroom.
God, I'm so tired. I don't know what's the matter with me.
Boring people would do it. You know, that girl was there again.
Ren's girlfriend, if she is his girlfriend.
I know.
You know, I forgot her name again. Mortifying.
Sylvie.
Lelia smiles to herself and remembers.
I hate to be always on my own working. I need people. I was wondering, maybe I could come and see you sometime. At work, maybe. But I suppose you're very busy. No, I'd like that. I'm actually quite isolated at work. It's an awful thing to say, but I don't think I've got a single friend there.
Sylvie smiles. Lelia puts a hand to her own face.
You're exhausted, no? I think I know what it is. What do you mean? I won't tell you now. It's all right, it's nothing bad. Au revoir. Au revoir.
Sylvie gives Lelia a soft kiss on the cheek and goes.
And I felt, even then. That she knew me even better than I knew myself.
Sylvie walks out of the gallery on her own. Lelia tosses and turns asleep in bed. She dreams of entering a house as a teenager. She walks up the stairs. Tossing and turning, she sweats while dreaming. In her dream, she approaches a bedroom door and slowly pushes it open. She gawps and runs away down the stairs.
Haley, that dream?
And France one. And that house.
It's okay. It's okay.
The dream ends with Lelia unable to open the locked front door. In bed, she frowns to herself as Richard puts a comforting hand on her head.
I hadn't had that dream for years. I was on this French exchange. I was 14. I was a bit fragile. My dad had just died. And Sophia Len, the girl I was staying with, she wasn't very nice to me. She was having this thing with the boy next door. She was obsessed with him. I used to have to trail around after them. I never knew what they were saying. My French wasn't good enough. Was that? I thought they were laughing at me. The house next door where Mazarin lived was really horrible. All bare and dirty and neglected. The mother was strange. There was a baby there. I don't think she looked after it properly. I didn't like it in that house, Mazarine's house. It was spooky. And I don't like to remember it now.
She takes Richard's hand in bed. At work, he reads another email.
It occurred to me one morning that I had been born for suffering. My task was to receive my mother's displeasure. Even if I was abused, dismissed, despised, I possessed the power of hatred.
Seven columns of sycophantic, unintelligible crap. The picture's out of focus. I've been led to believe that you went to a rather nice university.
Lelia takes a pregnancy testing kit into a toilet cubicle at work. Sitting on the toilet, she anxiously looks at the small plastic tube.
Book pages. Oh, hi. Have you done it yet?
Done what?
Packed it in with your mystery woman.
No, couldn't. I'm in a way with me. Wales!
What have you told Catherine?
Oh, you know, management bonding bollocks. Anyway, I get to spend two whole nights with her. She's going to let me make free with her body and mate. I have never wanted anything more in my whole life. My heart is pounding.
You're a sick man, McDurrah. I can't believe you're going through with it.
I know, but what can I tell you? It's beyond my control.
Well, you could... Oh, I'm sorry, I've got to go.
All right, mate. Well, listen, I'll give you a shout when I get back, right? And, oh... Rich, thanks.
What for?
Giving me permission.
Hello.
Is this all right? I said I was a friend. She said come up.
Oh, yes. Absolutely fine, yes. This is it.
All these books. What a lovely job.
Yes, I suppose it is.
But it keeps you from your real work, yes?
No, this is my real work. It's what I get paid for.
And all your book, that's your real work. You mustn't lose face, Richard.
I know, but sometimes I feel a bit inauthentic, you know? Sorry, phony, fake.
Yes, I know what inauthentic means, but you're not. And your book will not be.
She looks up at him and smiles. He smiles too.
That's a bit of a strange conversation.
Is it? I don't think so. May I look at the books now?
Yes. You're welcome to any of these.
She bends down and inspects the books on the lower bookcase. Richard stands next to her, looking down as she goes through some books on the floor.
May I take these too?
She looks up.
Of course, yes. You can... No, I'm sorry, no. Sorry. This... February 16th. Oh, there's still time to review it, so... Oh, sod it. Take it. We don't need to review her anyway.
But she's extraordinary.
You think so?
I know so.
Well, you could do me a little review, if you like.
Really?
Yeah, 300 words. I mean, we don't pay very much.
Thank you. It would be an honor. Bye.
She beams at Richard and heads off with the book. He stands alone, looking a bit flustered. Later, he walks through the park on his way home to Lelia, who's going through some papers in the living room.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, you smell good.
I'm pregnant.
Really?
Her smile drops on seeing his awkward expression. She gets up off the sofa.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I mean, excellent. Brilliant. Well done. Lily, what can I say? I am so pleased.
No, you're not.
I am. I am, really. I was just taken aback, that's all.
But why? I mean, it's not as if we've been careful lately, is it? Remember the night of MacDara's party?
Was that when it was?
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I think I knew that night.
It did feel special, come to think of it. Bloody hell. I really am pleased.
We're going to be parents. That's awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
He walks back through the park, looking shifty.
Sylvie, listen, thanks for getting that review done so quickly. It's very good. No, it's brilliant, in fact. Anyway, are you busy right now? Well, I thought we could have a coffee, talk about what you might do next for us. Great. Shall we say Ruby's on Marchmont Street, 15 minutes? Excellent.
Richard, how's Trix?
Not bad. I think I may have discovered a new writer for the book pages. Fast, clever, and cheap.
Ooh. What's his name?
Her name, Sylvie Levine. She's French.
That's good.
Why are all the French so arrogant, then?
Because they're better educated than we are and they know it.
Speak for yourself, Carter. How's the novel, by the way?
Oh, simmering.
Maybe you need to live a little more.
You may be right.
Sylvie arrives at the cafe.
I cannot stay longer. Well, thank you for asking me.
So, what's your pressing business?
Well, things.
I really don't know anything about you, do I?
What would you like to know?
Well, I don't know. You just seem a bit lonely. Are you on your own?
Not exactly.
So you're with Ren?
Ren? No. I'm not with Ren. We are friends.
Someone else, then?
Sort of. Yes.
You're very mysterious.
Am I? I don't think so.
Of course, it's none of my business.
I don't mind. You can ask me anything. But some things I like to keep private.
Yes, of course.
I like it. That you're interested in me.
Well, I just have this feeling like I want to look after you.
Is that what it is?
He puts his hand clumsily on top of hers. She removes her hand and looks up.
But you have Lilia to look after.
True.
She's pregnant, isn't she?
Yeah, yes, she is. How did you know?
I feel I have a connection to Lilia.
Well, clearly.
Do you too?
He stares into her eyes.
It is complicated, isn't it?
Yes.
She reaches out and holds her fingers tantalizingly over the top of Richard's hand, which is resting on the table. Slowly, she strokes the skin of his hand with her fingertips and looks up at him. He looks down at the table.
I'm not sure I know what's happening.
Richard. I think you do.
They look into each other's eyes.
I have to go now.
No, hang on. Wait. I'll come with you.
No, you should get for it. Goodbye.
Wait. What happens next?
She shrugs and smiles.
We'll see.
With a beaming grin, she leaves Richard standing alone at the table. She walks through the park towards Richard and Lelia's house. She's in the living room with Lelia, holding a little bag.
I got you something for the baby.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's lovely. That's my first baby present. You knew, didn't you?
I wasn't sure. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yes. Richard's not excited, though.
He's a man. How could he understand?
Oh, I think he understands a bit. He's just frightened. You can tell I'm in love with my baby already, and he's afraid he's getting the push.
And is he?
No. He's not number one anymore.
So why did you come and live in England?
I always knew I'd come one day. Even when I was a kid.
But why here?
I was looking for someone.
Did you find them?
I'm not sure, not yet. And you? Have you loved someone? Anyone?
Well, Richard, of course.
And before him?
Oh.
Well, before him, I chose very badly, I think.
Yes, it can take a long time to find what you really want.
Yes.
And I'm still searching, I suppose.
Do you know what for, exactly?
Yes. Something I lost a long time ago.
Richard and I tell each other everything. That is the official view. In fact, I think he does tell me everything, but there are things that I hold back from him. Mazarine, for example. I never told him the whole story about Mazarine and that house in France. Partly because I could never explain it to him, and partly because of shame.
She remembers.
Sophia Lynn decided to lend me Mazarine for the day so that I could have a go with him, as it were.
Mazarine takes young Lelia's hand and leads her away.
I could have said no, of course, but I didn't. I think my will was paralyzed. I didn't know anything about sex then. I was young for my age in that way.
They go into a bedroom where Lelia lies down. Mazarine strokes her legs.
I had to take my clothes off. He kept his clothes on. He didn't want me to touch him. It was all him touching me all over. With his fingers, his tongue, his eyelashes even. I didn't know what an orgasm was. I was so innocent. I thought I was having a fit the first time. It made me have one after another. Helpless. Utterly helpless. From that day on, he would take turns with us. I knew it was wrong and felt terrible shame. And yet the shame was part of the thrill of it. And that's still not all.
Richard stands up behind his desk at work. He makes a phone call.
Hello, Sylvie, it's Richard. Can we meet? I haven't been able to stop thinking about you.
He's on the street with Sylvie.
I have thought about you too.
Very slowly, he lowers his head towards hers. She looks up past him at the sky.
It is going to snow, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, I think it is.
He looks up at the sky and nods, then looks down at Sylvie and leans in to kiss her partly open mouth. She doesn't react and remains looking at the sky. Richard pulls back. She looks at him blankly. Nearby, Katrin spots them while pushing a pram and frowns.
Oh, look, I...
What?
Well, I just... Katrin! Hi!
Katrin walks away, still frowning. A furtive-looking Richard heads through the park, holding his head. He arrives home.
Hey, Lily! Lily! Shit. Okay. Something very stupid. It was just... Oh, it's hopeless. Okay.
He was talking to himself. Later, he sits on the sofa staring out of the window.
Hey.
She hugs him round the shoulders. He tenderly kisses her wrist.
What's the matter? Are you okay?
She sits down on the sofa with him.
Look, let's get married.
All right, when?
Soon, next week, tomorrow.
What's brought all this on?
I don't know. I've just been thinking that I should make an honest woman of you. what I really want is for us to stop being all cool and modern and commit ourselves to each other absolutely.
Yeah, but I thought we already had.
Yes, but I want to be old-fashioned about it. I want to make solemn vows, in a church even. You know, I just bloody well want to marry you. Come on, will you?
She takes his hands, smiles and nods.
Yes, of course I will.
Richard and Mac are at lunch.
What about your Wales weekend?
Cancelled the last minute, and now he disappeared. Vanished off the face of the earth.
Well, that's it then. You're free.
I'm not. I'll never be free now. You know, she always gave me just enough to keep me desperate for more, you know? What are women like, anyway? What they want from us and want to mess with our heads, that's what they want to do. You know, I know it's crazy, but I can't help myself. Now, Katrin ever found out, she'd kill me. Well, she'd kick me out, anyway. Very straight down the line of that sort of thing.
Is she?
Yeah. Nothing but loathing and contempt for married men who can't get their dicks in their trousers.
Really?
At least we never actually did the deed.
But is that the important thing, though?
Yeah, a pretty bloody important thing, Rich.
No, but isn't it the wanting to? Well, that's just as much of a betrayal, isn't it? One may as well go all the way, really.
What, you telling me I shouldn't kick it in? You telling me I should hunt her down, pin her down, and just bloody well give her one?
No. No, come on. And after all, it's brought you nothing but grief and anxiety, and there'd be more of that to come, no doubt. God, risk your marriage for that?
No, you're right.
I'll tell you what you should do. You should take Catherine away for a bit. With the kids. Get some quality time.
Richard and Lelia read the papers round the kitchen table. Richard folds his up.
You got a pencil?
Mm. Well, there's one by the phone. Put it back when you're finished with it.
Yes, ma'am.
Richard wanders over to the phone and spots a note written on the pad next to it. Call Catherine.
What did Catherine want?
When? Oh, I don't know.
How do you mean?
I mean, I don't know. She phoned when I was out and left a message asking me to ring her back. And then when I rang back, she wasn't there. They've gone away, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. I think they have, yeah. Was it you she wanted to speak to, or me?
Me?
Oh.
Lelia watches Richard from the living room window on the first floor as he leaves the house for work. He turns and waves up at her. She waves back. Looking a bit anxious, he heads off. He's on the phone at work.
I'm sorry I can't take your call just now. Please leave me a message.
It's very, very good.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Sylvie. How are you?
Fine.
Actually, Richard, we're having a conversation, so could you give us a few minutes? Unless it's desperately urgent.
No. No mad hurry.
Richard leaves his boss Peter's office. Sylvie leans on the desk and smiles at Richard as he goes. Peter slides the door shut after him. Richard walks out into the corridor outside the main office and takes a deep breath. Sylvie comes out. Richard hurries over to her and takes her by the arm.
Hello?
Come on.
Where are we going?
Out.
Okay.
What the hell are you doing? That bastard's trust.
Nothing.
Nothing doesn't take 20 minutes.
We talked about me doing a piece for the review. Mm-hmm. It probably won't happen.
You bastard!
My Gutta, I don't care about him. That's what you're worried about. Actually, he repels me. He's like a rat in a suit.
Rat in a... You are wonderful.
Come on.
They walk together.
Did I get you in trouble? I don't...
Not yet.
We should leave each other alone, really.
I know, but I can't.
Nor I.
It's you, isn't it? The fragments of story in my inbox.
You don't mind?
No, I don't mind. I've come to look forward to them, actually. What, is it a novel, or...?
Hopefully one day. Our teacher said hopefully it's bad English.
So did ours. I've no idea why. The paper's style book discourages it.
They don't like hope?
I think I'm falling in love with you.
He leans towards her for a kiss.
We mustn't.
She takes a few steps away. They're in the park.
My hands are cold.
Oh, poor little paws. Put this one in my pocket.
He takes her hand and puts it in the pocket of his dark brown overcoat. They exchange a loaded glance. She stares at him, moving her hand towards his thigh. He looks round at her, a little hesitantly.
Should we sit down?
He nods and they head for a wooden bench. They sit down. He puts his arm around her shoulder.
Would you like to get your other hand warm?
She smiles and nods, then slides her free hand over his inner leg and under his overcoat, which Richard holds over her hand to keep it from public view. She slowly strokes Richard under his coat. He shuts his eyes and sighs as they press their foreheads together. They fall into a passionate open-mouthed kiss. Richard slides his hand up Sylvie's skirt. She quickly grabs his hand and stops him.
Let me.
I must be still.
She bites him.
Ow! Shit!
Be good.
Be still. Let me.
She looks into his eyes and then puts her hand gently back on his thigh.
Put her coat over.
Richard pulls his coat over his lap, concealing her hand. She starts to stroke him again. He tries to kiss her again.
Just be still.
I can't.
You must. Stop. I walk away.
Please.
Not here.
She stops stroking him and sits back around. Richard arrives back at work and takes his coat off. Peter wanders up behind him.
That girl you found for us, Sylvie Levine.
What about her?
Bright, very bright.
Yeah, I thought so.
You do know she's writing for the Times as well. Just snippets, but still. She's curiously shaggable, don't you think?
Oh, not really. I mean, a bit mousy, a bit wispy.
Is that what you think? You're not very perceptive, are you? I bet that novel of yours is a pile of shite.
Thank you for sharing that insight with me.
Not at all. Actually, I'm taking Mousy Wispy out to dinner tonight. Thought I'd explore her in a little more depth. Want me to tell you how it went?
Not particularly.
Okay. Okay.
Richard glances at Peter as he heads off. Lelia remembers her time in France as a teenager.
It was my last week before I went back home. It was supposed to be my turn with Mazarin, but Sophia Lane had claimed him. I felt lonely. Betrayed.
Teenage Lelia pads through the house towards the bedroom. She spots Sophie and Mazarin together, wearing dresses.
Fatin!
Why is he wearing a dress?
Parlez français, imbécile!
Pourquoi portes-tu...
Crétin! Tu ne comprends pas? Mazarin est une fille. He's a girl.
No, he isn't.
Oui, vraiment. Montrez-la.
Mazarin wanders over towards the doorway where Lelia loiters. Mazarin lifts up her dress and stares at Lelia, whose eyes widen. Back in the present in Lelia's house, Sylvie sits on the sofa with Lelia during the day.
How is the baby? She's lovely. You know she's a she.
I just feel it.
Can I feel her? Do you mind?
No. It's nice.
You're so lovely.
So are you.
As Sylvie strokes Lelia's tummy, Lelia strokes Sylvie's hand.
You know, I was looking for you for so long.
Are you?
You don't know, do you? You have no idea who I am.
Yes, I do. I recognized you the minute I saw you. How could I not know you? You're Mazarine.
The fingers on their hands lock together in a soft caress. Sylvie smiles as she looks at Lelia, then leans forward to kiss her. An enraptured-looking Lelia presses her lips softly against Sylvie's.
I was in love. My head and heart were full of her. I could recall every time I'd seen her, every moment we'd spent together. I loved her to read to me in that foggy little voice of hers. Oh, I couldn't get enough of it. I loved her gentleness. That sad, wistful look she had. I loved everything about her, every button on her prim little schoolgirlish cardigan. And I stopped remembering how once Sylvie had been Mazarine, who was capable of anything.
Sophie, Lelia and Mazarine stand over a cot with a baby in it. An ambulance arrives outside the house. Lelia watches from a window as a French paramedic carries the baby into it. Mazarine stands behind the ambulance and watches it drive away. A breeze through the open window blows teenage Lelia's hair around her face. In the present day, Sylvie and Lelia stop kissing in Lelia's living room.
What is it? Do you feel guilty?
No. Not very, not really. This has nothing to do with Richard. And anyway, a lot of the time lately, it's like he's not there, you know? Maybe he's seeing someone else.
Really?
I don't know.
Richard and Lelia sit in the back of a taxi together.
I know I've been a bit preoccupied lately with work and stuff and the book and stuff, but I really do think it's wonderful that we're having a baby. And I think you're wonderful too, and I'm so lucky I've got you. I shouldn't take you for granted.
He looks over at Lelia with a desperate smile. She hangs her head, then looks round out of the window. They arrive at Mac and Katrin's house for another party.
Lelia, God, look at you. You are getting lovelier by the day. You are blooming. Here, take this. The smell of you party. Can I make love to your woman?
Certainly not.
Lovely, lovely. Listen, coat upstairs, drinks in the kitchen.
I need to find Katrin.
All right. I think she's just through there. Hey. What are you like? Catherine told me.
Oh, no, come on, come on. You've got it all wrong.
Have I? You tell me.
Oh. Mac, you've got to believe me. There is nothing going on with me and Sylvie. I don't know what Catherine thought she saw.
One little peck,
for God's sake. Anyway, I haven't seen her lately.
No?
No.
I don't believe you.
Well, suit yourself. And come to that, what are you being so censorious about? You're no angel.
I was straight with you. You are a lying, devious, conniving little twat. That is the issue in its purest form, I would contend.
All right, I'll ignore the gratuitous insult, seeing as it's your birthday and I'm supposed to be your best friend. Come on, Mac, come on, are we going to argue about this? Look, hand on heart, I am not having an affair.
On your baby's head.
On my baby's head.
Richard looks sort of jittery and blinks a little bit, but Mac shrugs.
Okay. I apologize. Let's get ratted.
Richard stalks around the party, sipping a drink. Catherine wanders over to talk to Lelia. Richard spots them and sets off towards them, but he's stopped by a long-haired guy.
Hey, Richard. How are you doing?
Good.
That
good. How are
article,
you?
Yeah, I'm really well. That last article was fantastic.
Oh, I'm
really
glad, glad you enjoyed it. You're looking really well. Can I catch up with you later?
Yeah, of course.
Catherine. Hi.
Hey.
Great party.
Oh, thank you.
Lelia wanders off.
Catherine, can we talk?
Not now.
Sorry. Catherine.
What do you want me to say, Richard? I haven't told Lelia yet. I don't know whether I will. There you go.
Catherine, it's not what you think.
Isn't it?
No, it was nothing. And anyway, it's over.
How can nothing be over?
Look, there really is nothing going on between me and Sylvie. Truly.
Good.
Lily is the best thing in my life.
You don't deserve her.
I know.
But you can try.
I will. I am.
You're gonna have a child. You're gonna be a father. That's the only reason I didn't tell Lelia. You've got to sort yourself out, Richard.
I know. I will, honest.
He's in the bathroom washing his hands. He looks up at himself in the mirror. He gives himself a dubious glance, then leaves the bathroom.
Hello?
Sylvie heads up the stairs onto the landing.
I thought I might find you here.
What are you doing here?
I came to see you. Magdara and Catherine don't even know I'm here. Yet.
Sylvie, you have to go. If Catherine sees us together.
Come on, then... I want to show you something.
Sylvie.
Come on.
She heads up some stairs, then looks back.
Come on.
She reaches out. Richard hesitates on the landing, then follows her up. As they head up the wooden staircase, Richard looks over his shoulder anxiously. Sylvie beams as she heads into an untidy attic room and scans around.
It must have been the maid's room. Look.
She touches a love heart drawn on the wall.
I wonder what he was like. The boy she loved.
Yeah, well, I'd better go back down.
Not yet. Sit. Just for a moment.
Richard hesitantly sits on a ledge by some junk.
You know, we're going to have to stop all this.
She leans in close and kisses him passionately on the lips.
No, look,
she unbuttons his shirt.
been waiting for you all the time.
Okay, I haven't seen you for 2 weeks.
We can't always see each other.
She kisses the bare skin of his shoulder and caresses his chest. He puts his arms around her waist.
Oh, come on.
I told you, you have to stay still.
She slapped his face.
Lie back. Go on. Lie back.
She pushes him on the chest and he leans back. She undoes his belt and reaches into his trousers.
Oh, for God's sake, Sylvia, I've got to...
What?
Sleep with you.
Sleep with me? Would you sleep with someone else? What you want is to fuck me. One day. Not now.
She stops kissing Richard and stands up straight before him. She bunches up her loose grey dress around her waist and reaches over, taking Richard's hand in her own.
But you can touch me now.
She moves her leg and positions his hand between them, then kisses his face.
Oh, God.
They kiss passionately. At their wedding, Richard and Lelia kiss for the first time as husband and wife. Mac and Catherine lead a standing ovation. At the reception, guests are served champagne by waiters.
This is a great wedding party. Are you happy? Because I'm happy.
Yes, I'm happy.
I love you so much. I'm going to make a speech about it.
Oh, please don't. We said no speeches.
Can't I proclaim to the world my love for you on our wedding day? Can't I say my wife and I, just once? Just
so much rather you didn't.
Okay, well, then may I kiss you?
Okay.
Richard leans in. Lelia offers a slightly limp kiss.
See you later.
Richard shrugs it off and sips champagne. Mac grabs his arm.
Yeah. Over here. Come on.
Mac hustles Richard through a doorway.
What are you doing inviting her here? I'd have smacked you in the face. What are you talking about?
He points back through the doorway.
Her. Who, you imbecile? Sylvie Levine. Of course. You had the audacity to invite her to your wedding party.
Sylvie.
All right, I didn't.
Maybe Lelia invited her. And
what are you in such a state? Why am I in such a... Yes. Have you not worked it out? Idiot.
What?
Richard peers through the gap in the door, spotting Sylvie amongst the guests. She glances his way coyly.
Was it her? All this time, was it you and her?
Bloody boy, stand up, moron!
Richard lands a punch square on Mac's nose. They fall into the main room. Mac whacks Richard on the floor.
Stop it, both of you, now! You mad or what? What the hell was that about?
You know, it's just boy stuff.
Come on.
Catherine ushers Mac out of the room. A groggy-looking Richard struggles to his feet in front of a fuming Lelia.
So sorry. So sorry.
Oh, look, your flowers for me.
You've done enough already.
Sweetheart.
You idiot, just leave me alone!
Lelia?
He stands in the main reception room as Lelia storms out of the party. Richard spots Sylvie loitering in a shaft of sunlight by an open door nearby.
All right. I'm sorry. I was as much at fault as you.
Well, can't say fairer than that.
At their favourite restaurant overlooking the Gherkin building, Richard and Mac share a manly handshake. They both wear plasters on their faces.
And I didn't tell you the whole truth about Sylvie.
Even though you swore on your baby's head, you lying bastard.
I couldn't risk Lelia finding out.
So what are you telling me? You weren't actually having it off with her, were you?
No, no, we weren't having it off. She was messing with my head the same as she was with yours. It was always next time, next time.
Well, she is a dangerous woman.
Lelia is at home with Sylvie.
Richard's been acting like a crazy man.
Well, he loves you very much.
Yes, I think he does. Thing is, do I love him? I used to love him so much I could hardly bear it.
But now you love me?
Yes. Yes, I do. Look at me, just married, pregnant, and in love with a woman. You remember? All that long time ago. How we were together.
Yes. Ma petite Anglaise. I'm so glad I found you again.
Sylvie leans over and kisses Lelia softly on the lips. Lelia gently holds Sylvie's face. Sylvie puts her hand between Lelia's legs. There's another email on Richard's work computer.
L'Anglaise enchants me. She cries for her dead papa when she thinks no one sees.
Fuck off! Crazy bitch!
Peter and a brunette female colleague look over at Richard puzzled. Peter offers a quizzical smile. Richard marches back home through the park. He gets in and joins Lelia on the sofa.
Okay, here's an idea. Let's go on honeymoon. Now, tonight.
That's a terrible idea.
Why?
Oh, grow up.
She gets up off the sofa.
Well, okay. Well then, what about tomorrow? Get away from it all. Take some time for ourselves, just the two of us. Come on. I want to make it up to you.
Make what up?
Oh, all my crappiness. You're taking you for granted, not paying you proper attention, forgetting you're pregnant, getting into fights at my own wedding. Wait, what do you say? Should we just go away for a bit? A month, maybe two?
Look, Richard, to be honest, I don't feel like going anywhere with you just now. I'm sorry.
Lelia, tell me what I can do to make things right.
I don't think there's anything you can do.
But this will pass. This will pass. Won't it?
I don't know.
Jesus. What about him or her?
I don't know. It's not just your fault, it's me as well.
What? Tell me what it is. Come on, Lelia, we're gonna be parents. This kid is gonna need a mum and a dad, and I wanna be a good dad. I feel sick when I think of us not being together. Tell me what it is. Tell me what I can do to make things better.
I don't think there's anything you can do. I'm sorry.
She walks away. She stands at the window and watches him cross the road on his way to work.
How could I tell him? I'd fallen in love with a woman.
Everything she had, I wanted to take. I wanted her life.
Richard reads another email at work. He makes his way back home through the park. He enters the living room.
Hello? In here? Lily?
He goes into the bedroom, then opens the wardrobe and finds it empty. He looks gravely around. In the kitchen, he finds a brief note. I've left. Please don't try to contact me. L. He sits at the kitchen table and pours himself a whiskey. The note is on the table in front of him. He swigs the whiskey. He picks up his mobile and makes a call. He hangs up, on top of a high-rise block.
We could be in another world here. We are in another world. We always were. Still feels weird. You think I'm crazy, don't you? Yes.
Framed by the night skyline, Sylvie looks around at Lelia.
Do you want to go back to him? You can if you like. But we don't need him, do we?
She puts her arm around Lelia.
My back hurts. Come inside.
They lie on Sylvie's bed together. Lelia is asleep. Sylvie smiles behind her and strokes her shoulders tenderly. At the hospital, a doctor does a sonogram on Lelia, revealing the baby. Lelia smiles at the image on screen, then looks around, beaming at a smiling Sylvie. A miserable-looking Richard leaves for work. His shirt is untucked. He sits behind his desk reading a book as Sylvie laughs with Peter in his office. He glances across at them.
It's very, very good.
Richard turns his back on Peter's glass-walled office and concentrates on his work. Someone reaches out and puts a hand on his shoulder.
Hello. I thought you would come after me. I thought you would find me again.
After all that?
I thought you might.
Well, I didn't. I discovered too late, as it turned out, that it was Lelia I really cared about, and now she's gone. Did you know she'd left me?
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry, Richard.
You know? Have you seen her?
Yes, I've seen her.
He stands.
You know where she is?
Yes, I know.
Tell me.
I can't do that, Richard.
Tell me.
You are hurting me.
Sylvie, who's she with?
You just don't get it, do you?
I get that you ruined my life.
No, I think you could do that all by yourself. When I see her next. If I see her. Shall I tell her that you are missing her?
I think she already knows that.
Oh, by the way, I saw Richard today. Really? How did he look? Like a mess. Like he's falling apart.
Poor Richard. He doesn't deserve that.
No.
Actually, that reminds me, I need to go back to the flat to pick up the post.
I could do that for you.
No, no, it really needs to be me.
Are you going to see him?
No, I'll go during the day when he's out at work.
Okay.
Sylvie, who's in her kitchen, glances through the doorway at Lelia's back. Lelia wanders through the park towards her house. She unlocks her front door. She enters the living room, which is a mess. There's stuff all over the kitchen table. She takes out a bin bag and starts to tidy up the rubbish. She tidies up used glasses.
Richard, your foreskin. What's going on? We've missed you. Well, Catherine's missed you. Anyway, boys' lunch? What do you say? I'll phone you at work. Listen, keep your pecker up, okay? It'll work out, I promise. Right. Well, we'll speak soon. Bye.
She picks up a pen to write a note, then puts it back down. On the bed at Sylvie's, Lelia strokes Sylvie's hair.
I've been thinking.
What?
About Richard.
What about him?
Well, he's behaved pretty badly lately, but then so have I. Maybe worse. And maybe it's about time we both grew up.
And?
Well, and got back together again. I mean, I do still love him deep down. He's my man and so on.
Sylvie frowns, sits up and stares at Lelia.
And what about us?
Sylvie, he's my husband. He's the father of my baby. I can't bear to think of him falling apart like that. I miss him. I think I need him.
Sylvie leans forward a little bit.
You don't need him.
I should call him.
Sylvie grabs Lelia's phone from the bedside table and opens the door to the balcony.
Sylvie, don't be silly about this. Sylvie!
She throws the phone off the balcony. Lelia sits on the edge of the bed looking shocked. In the morning, Lelia climbs gingerly out of bed. Sylvie brings a vase of red flowers in from the kitchen.
You look so lovely and well.
Actually, I'm not feeling quite right.
Look, special breakfast. All superfoods. You know, when the baby's born, I'll see all the apricot and blueberries I fed you in her pink fingernails and in her bright brown eyes.
I hope so.
I know so.
Drink your juice.
Lelia sits down at the breakfast table.
Listen, Sylvie. This has all been getting a bit too intense. I don't like it.
You love it.
That was unforgivable, what you did last night. Throwing my phone away.
I could. It was just a phone. I get you a new one. Besides, we still have mine.
I want to go home.
To him.
Yes. Until the baby's born.
Don't leave me. Please, don't leave me.
I won't be leaving you. We'll still see each other.
You owe me to stay here.
I owe you?
You don't remember, do you?
What?
Our last day and night together in France?
Of course I do.
You remember what we did?
Yes, of course.
Remember what happened to the baby? To my little brother? You don't remember? How could you forget a thing like that? What's the matter? What? What?
I think I'm in the hospital.
No. Too soon now.
I'm going to call Richard.
No. Relax. No. Come on. Relax. Come into the bedroom. And lie down. Shh. Breathe. Easy. I love this baby.
On the bed, Sylvie strokes Lelia's hair and sniffs.
You know, my mother never loved me. Not one tiny bit. It was all for him.
Who?
My baby brother. Do you remember him?
I'm not sure.
Yes, you do. The day my mother left us to look after him, I showed him to you. Remember?
Mazarine puts a hand over the baby's mouth, then removes it.
Only pretending. We never really do anything like that, would we? You remember now? We left him and we went upstairs for hours. And when we came down, he was dead. Caught death, they call it now.
The ambulance pulls away. In Sylvie's flat, Lelia is in tears.
I woke up and you weren't there. Oh.
Breathe.
I woke up and you weren't there. I said stop. Stop, you're holding him too tight, but you didn't stop. You didn't stop.
Well, eventually I did. And then we went back to bed.
Oh, it's too soon. Oh, it's too soon. I'm not ready yet. Oh, I won't reach it.
But you have me.
I'm scared. I'm scared for my baby.
Lelia, I'm here.
What did you do to him?
Rien du tout. And you were there. What did we do? You were there just as much as me. We just squeezed him a bit, and then we went back to bed. That's all that happened.
Please, ring Richard, please. Oh, call him. Ring Richard and get me to the hospital now.
You're going back to him. I thought you loved me. Nobody ever loved you like I loved you.
That wasn't love. That was just sex.
Don't say that to me. How can you say that to me?
Sylvie, listen. We can still be friends.
I thought you loved me.
I do. Just...
It's all right. I'll go now.
What are you doing?
What do you care? You'll be fine.
Sylvie, you can't.
I made such a mistake with you.
At home, Richard picks up his phone from underneath some junk on the coffee table.
Hello.
It's Sylvie. I have to see you.
Richard looks around furtively in the back of a black taxi. The taxi heads through town, then pulls up on a quiet street by the Thames. Richard runs through a large open gate, then peers over the railings anxiously. He heads down some steps to the edge of the river. He scans around in the dark. Sylvie loiters by the stone wall behind him. She steps out of the shadows.
Hello.
God, just scared the life out of me. All right, what's this all about?
Please don't talk to me like I was a stranger. I came to say goodbye.
You mentioned Lelia. Have you seen her again?
Yes, I've seen her, but she doesn't need me anymore. Listen, I have to go in a moment. I wanted to give you something.
What?
She shrugs her shoulders.
I don't know. What would you like from me? You can have anything you want that I can give you. Don't you know I've always loved you?
She leads him over to the wall.
Sylvie, where's Lelia?
It's all sad. I hoped we could all love each other. But it didn't work out. You do love me a bit, don't you? Just a little bit.
She unbuttons her coat.
You can have me now if you want. It doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, no.
I'm all yours now.
Sylvie.
We could run away to France.
I can't, Sylvie.
Why not?
I have to stay here.
What about me?
I belong with her, Sylvie. You and I were never going to happen.
All right. Do you want to see Lelia? Come on, then. I can show you.
She heads up the stairs and Richard follows. Sylvie points back towards the city.
She's just over there, you see? That high one. The Polar Building, flat 221.
She's been with you?
Of course.
She's been with you all this time?
At last, you understand. We were lovers. Yes, it was all about her, really. And now it's all about you. Now she wants to go back to you. You should go to her. Go! She has started her labor.
She's what?
He runs off.
Richard! What about me? Don't you care what happens to me?
He stops, turns around, and looks at her briefly, then turns again and runs off down the street. He stops once more and turns around, but Sylvie is gone. A baby is lifted from its cot at the hospital.
Ils savaient rire, tous mes amis. Ils savaient si bien.
Our baby girl. Perfect. Healthy, despite everything. I guess you're thinking he doesn't deserve such luck. Yeah, I think that too.
Walking alone in the street, Richard stops and regards Sylvie's photo in a bookstore window.
And that, yes. Her book has won prizes on both sides of the channel and doing very well in the States, too. Maybe to succeed like that, you need that little extra edge of craziness.
Richard and Lelia carry their daughter into the art gallery.
We'll never get away from her. People keep asking about her. Oh, yeah, you knew her really well, didn't you? I always say, not that well, actually. Which, when you think about it, is not a lie.
What?
Sometimes I wonder if there was anything we could have done to assuage that terrible need that Sylvie had. One thing I know, she has spread through our lives, and like a stain, she'll always be there.
As the family play on the swing, Sylvie appears to be watching from nearby, then she's gone. ITFC, audio description.
Le temps a passé et me revoilà cherchant.